Marie Curie, the great chemist, she learned a lot about radioactive elements, right? And greatly expanded our scientific body of knowledge concerning chemistry. But in being so close to those elements, she didn't realize how they were affecting her. Unbeknownst to her, the radiation was causing changes in her on a cellular level. And eventually she died of cancer. If you get too close, if you spend too much time with those elements, you change, and not for the best. If you get too close or spend too much time in the sun, you get burned. Your appearance changes. You change because of it. I think the lesson here is that if we spend too much time too close to something, we will be changed by it, good or bad. I mean, sunburns and cancer are the bad things, but there are many positive changes that can come from, I mean, some people tan and don't burn, which is nice, but we see something similar happening in these readings today. The young Samuel is living in the temple in Jerusalem with Eli, the old priest. By being so close, by living in God's house, by living in a place like this, he is changed. He begins to hear things he couldn't hear before. He hears the voice of God calling him that he just couldn't hear before. It was because he was spending so much time so close, right in God's house, right in the temple. I mean, and I'm sure many other people too, were always warned by my parents to stay away from certain people. Don't hang out with that people. They're a bad influence, right? Don't hang out with them. My parents didn't want me changing into by being too close to their radiation, so to speak. But on the other side of the coin, when people start spending too much time with Jesus, he changes them too. Simon becomes Peter. Nobody calls him Simon. We all know him as Peter. But that's his nickname. Yeah, it was given to him by Jesus. Jesus changed his name. Cowardly people become courageous people by spending too much time with Jesus. Selfish people become selfless people by spending too much time with Jesus. So if we want to be transformed, be changed for the good, just showing up and spending too much time is where to start. Being in the presence of what will change us, or being in the presence of who will change us. This is the idea behind our practice of Eucharistic adoration that we do like every first Friday with the monstrance and everything. Just being in the presence. But it's the driving force behind all of our prayer. Wherever we are, here in this building or wherever we are, just showing up and placing ourselves consciously in the presence of God lets that change and lets that transformation take place. So that we are changed not for the worse, not for, dying of cancer part. Change and transform, rather, for the better.